Do you feel insurance is a matter of choice or it is pushed down your throat? Friends, insurance literacy has to come naturally in every human being. And for this reason, this book will help you to not only understand insurance from the ancient times till the modern times, but it will also make you familiar with the various concepts, principles, different types of insurance. Friends, I am Ajay Prabhu, a senior banker having over 30 years of experience and over 30 qualifications. I had the privilege of writing this book as well as presenting you now. In this chapter or in this book, we are going to have 13 chapters starting from the evolution of insurance from the ancient times till the modern times. And when I say modern times, till this post-COVID scenario, we are going to start with basic concepts of insurance, the basic principles of insurance. Then we are going to understand the two main types of insurance, that is life insurance and general insurance. We are going to drill down to different types of life insurance, to different types of general insurance. We'll see the different intermediaries that are involved. We'll understand the concepts of risk management. We will understand how actually an insurance policy is issued. What are the processing guidelines? What are the servicing guidelines? What are the claims process? And finally, we'll also ensure to learn who are the various regulators, what are the legislations applicable to the insurance. And that's why this book is having a proper title, Introduction to Insurance and Risk Management. Today we are going to start with chapter number one, Introduction to Insurance. So let's see what do we include in chapter one, that is Introduction to Insurance. The basic purpose of this chapter is to help you understand the phenomenal changes that have evolved in insurance sector from the ancient times till today. When I say today, because in this 2021 itself, our government has decided to increase the foreign investments into the insurance sector to 74%. So government is also encouraging the rise of penetration or increasing penetration and density of insurance, because the COVID scenario has made everyone realize the importance of insurance. And for understanding insurance in the modern times, you have to understand how the insurance was evolved and the learnings that we have got from the ancient times. We have always tried to improvise on that and bring out the modern purified insurance as we see today. The first chapter will cover the evolution, the regulator and various concepts, especially because insurance makes a major contribution to the economic growth and development of any country. It also applies to our country also. Study of insurance evolution from ancient times to modern times helps us to understand the concept of insurance with more details. We get to know where the mistakes were done. We get to know how the improvisation was done, how new types of insurance evolved over a period of time, suiting human needs and the civilization needs. Insurance, in fact, is derived from a classic Latin word called securus, means security. So when we say it has evolved from the ancient times, so we also had certain terminology to define insurance. So that's how it evolved into the modern day insurance. When we talk about insurance policy, this policy word has also evolved from an Italian word, which is called as polizza. So the polizza gave birth to the modern word insurance policy, and secures brought the concept of insurance from the ancient times to the modern times. Now let us understand step by step the evolution from the ancient times from across the globe till our country. The first method of transferring or distributing risk in a monetary economy were practiced by the Chinese and the Babylonian traders. Each had a unique way of ensuring that insurance was involved in their activities. And this is dated back to 3rd and 2nd millennia BC. Let us see how Chinese actually used the insurance concept in their activities, and this credit goes to Chinese farmers. What they used to do is they used to send their crops in different boats. What was the meaning of this? If any boat sank, they didn't have to face a loss of entire crops getting spoiled in one boat. Since they were spread across different boats, if at all one boat could get sunk, only a small part of the loss could be suffered by those farmers. And such losses were in fact shared by all the farmers who were making this boat pull. So this, we don't call it as insurance. However, the methodology used for spreading the risk amounts to insurance. Let's see what the Babylonians did. The Babylonians also used a similar insurance-like system. Basically, it protects the landowner financing the merchant for shipping his goods, as well as the merchant against the theft or loss of goods on the ship. Because when you go on sailing, there can be different types of attacks on the ship, and there can be thefts as well as loss of goods on the ship. The lenders collected the premium from many sailors and compensated the loss of few. So this is just like the premium we collect, or the premium collected by the insurance company in the modern times. And based on the premium collection, whoever suffers the loss is compensated. Merchant could send their shipments for a small cost paid to the lender, and such arrangements later were made in the form of agreements in the form of bottomry and respondentia. Bottomry covers the loss of ship, respondentia covers the loss of cargo. Let us understand what is bottomry and respondentia agreements are. The borrower is freed of his obligation on the event that the collateral was lost through no willful act of his own. Bottomry agreements were common in Venice, Geneva, Florence, Naples, Tarentum, as well as Bari. Respondentia is also a sort of loan provided against the security of the ship's cargo. So this is more specifically, the cargo is covered under respondentia. You will be surprised to note that there was a sort of political insurance. Like Achaemenian monarch in the ancient Persia, they acted like an insurer. The villagers used to provide gifts to the king, and this monarch used to give protection to this ethnic group. So instead of actually paying a premium as we pay in the modern times, a sort of gift accounted as a consideration for the protection provided by the monarch for his people in his kingdom. So that is how we term it as a political insurance. A novel system of insurance was introduced by inhabitants of the Rhodes, especially in the first millennium BC. Why we call it as novel insurance system? Because it enabled the merchants to pay their premiums along with other merchants sending their goods in a ship. Because of a loss, the merchant used to get compensation. The impacted merchant would make good the loss from the collected premiums. So a pool of merchants came together to provide the loss of few. That was the novel system introduced by the inhabitants of Rhodes. Now let us look at insurance in the 4th and the 7th century BC. In the 4th century BC, rates for the loans differed according to the loan taken during safe or dangerous times of the year. Interest rates were higher during the high risk period. In the 7th century, the early Islamic community also developed an insurance system in which people suffering from losses were compensated from a fund which was created from small donations received from the people. The Phoenicians and then the Greeks, the Hindus and the Romans also started making similar insurance arrangement in different ways. So friends, try to understand how insurance is evolving right from the first millennium, from the second to third to fourth, and that's how we are going to understand how this basic concept of insurance actually got into a final version of specific insurance and still more specific of the modern times that we see today. Now let us see how the health insurance, the burial insurance, the life insurance evolved. The Greeks and Romans get the credit to introduce the health and the life insurance in 600 BC. And it is believed that the Romans were perhaps the first to have the burial insurance. Romans also adopted the practices of botany and its related contacts on the lines of the Greek tradition. After seeing this early insurance, now we enter into the dark and the Middle Ages. And this marked the decay and disintegration of the Roman Empire in the 5th century AD, and it also changed the insurance scenario. The small, isolated, self-sufficient and self-contained communities developed a system in which craftsmen were trained through the guild system. We have an earliest authenticated insurance contract. The earliest insurance contract was in the form of a loan or a fictional sale, unlike the modern insurance contract. Marine insurance also developed rapidly during the 12th through the 14th centuries. Fire insurance became popular in 1240, and separate insurance contracts were introduced for the first time in the 14th century in Genoa. The earliest authenticated insurance contract was a marine insurance contract on a ship named the Santa Clara, dated well back in 1347, again in Genoa. New maritime insurance contracts were invented in the 15th century with different premiums based on the gravity of risk. This new insurance contract allowed insurance to be separated from investments. Now let us enter into the 16th century and onwards and see how insurance business was developed. Insurance as a commercial business in the modern sense first emerged in the UK at the end of 16th century. The practice of underwriting emerged in London Coffee House owned by Edward Lloyd in the late 1600. Blaise Pascal and his French countryman Pierre Fermat discovered probabilities that led to invention of the first actuary tables, which were used to calculate the insurance rates. And this formalized the practice of underwriting and made insurance more affordable, because actuaries could determine the actual mortality, and based on the mortality, the premiums could be easily fixed and the losses were avoided by the insurance companies. England introduced the first insurance company. In 1666, a big fire broke in London that destroyed around 14,000 buildings. And as a response to the chaos and the outrage that followed the fire insurance had to come out in the form of a new insurance. In 1680, Nicholas Barton established England's first fire insurance company to insure the bricks and the frame home. So friends, try to note this, any new type of insurance which came, that came because of a specific need, till then, that's what the common psychology is. Once there is a need, need becomes invention, it causes invention. And in insurance cases also, different types of insurance have emerged because of specific needs of the human being. Once we had this probability theory, once we had some concepts of actuaries, the first mortality table was introduced in 1693 by Edmund Halley for underwriting life insurance. However, this mortality table used the same rates for all ages. However, this error was corrected by Joseph Dawson in 1756 by enabling the premium rates based on the age. Then after various development happened in insurance, like in 1704, Lombard House inaugurated the insurance for household and business goods. In 1830s, the practice of classifying risk was begun, and the life insurance business boomed since the 1840s after the retaliation of the religious prejudice. We got introduced to the first car insurance in 1864. First accident policy by Travelers Insurance Company was introduced. The first car insurance policy was written by an English company in 1895. We saw various insurance policy introduced. For example, the Workmen Compensation Act of 1897 in Britain paved way for the requirements of employers to insure their employees against industrial mishaps. The first pet insurance policy was introduced by Sweden in 1924. Agriculture insurance was introduced by the US in 1930s to help the agriculture recover from the Great Depression impacts. Various insurance policies were also introduced. For example, the public liability insurance was written in the 19th century with the arrival of the automobiles. The Social Security Act of 1935 brought into effect the requirements of providing unemployment compensation as well as the old age benefits. Various regulations were introduced by government to tighten this growing insurance sector. As different insurance policies got launched by the insurers concerning the public interest, government also introduced different types of legislations for tightening the activities of insurance. New insurance products have been created right from the ancient times, like group life insurance and health insurance policies were used as an attraction tool for hiring employees, especially after the wage freeze subsequent to World War II. New insurance products have been created right from the ancient times based on the new risks that are identified from time to time. In addition to the regular players in the market, financial services companies also started selling insurance products, and that's how the reach of insurance widened with the entry of the financial services companies. And soon, the globalization of insurance market brought in different types of insurance companies, different types of insurance products within the reach of a common man. Waves of liberalization and privatization swept all parts of the globe. New markets were opened for all sectors of the economy. The deregulation of national markets encouraged local players to become the global players. These global players benefited due to economies of scale because they could get easy market, they could get lots of insurance prospects across the globe, and since they already had good products, they can easily market them as the market was opened up. Insurers could now collect premiums from large number of people across different regions of the country, especially with a competitive advantage. The question was, who survived in this competition? Global insurers could also diversify risk by offering products in several countries at the same time generated huge sales volumes and profits. Evolution of insurance from the ancient times till the present, especially in India. Up till now, we have seen the evolution across the globe. Now let us see whether insurance was introduced in India just recently or it has roots from the ancient times. In India, insurance has a deep rooted history. Why? Because insurance existence is evidenced into various writings, especially the ancient scriptures such as the Manushmruti, the Dharma Shastra, the Artha Shastra have references of insurance like terms, which is a clear evidence that insurance existed in India since the ancient times. These ancient texts make specific references to the existence of insurance, like concepts of pooling of resources from large number of people to meet the calamities such as fire, floods, epidemics, famines, etc., etc. The early references to insurance in this text have also references to the marine trade loans and the carriers' contracts. Yogyakshamha. This is found in Rigveda. It simply means existence of a family system. And just like we saw, the Chinese and the Babylonians had their own way of insurance. We also had insurance in the form of joint family system, especially in the Hindus. Joint family system is an excellent example of a social security and risk sharing of every member of the family. Some of the member may be earning, some of the member may not. However, whoever the members are, take care of all. That is a wonderful example of the concept of insurance actually implied in a joint family system. In the times of Buddha, the concept of mutual welfare and burial system was also in abundant existence. So friends, these are evident examples to prove that insurance concepts also existed in India since the ancient times. But the point is, yes, insurance existed in conceptual form, but in an institutionalized manner, how did insurance come and from where it started and how it is continuing in the present times? So we have to go back in 1818. What happened then? Insurance in India evolved over the heavy drawings from other countries, especially England in particular. Oriental Life Insurance Company was the first insurance company started in 1818 in India to cater to the needs of European community. However, the Bombay Mutual Life Assurance Society was the first Indian life insurance company that was started in 1870 to cover Indian lives at normal rate. So this actually brought in insurance product, especially for Indians, especially at the normal rates, unlike the Oriental Life Insurance Company, which was specifically catering to the needs of European community. The Swadeshi movement of 1905 to 97 gave rise to more insurance company, the indigenous insurance companies, and later the foreign life insurance companies also started insuring Indian lives. But the only catch was Indian lives were charged at an extra 20% premium. So friends, you will come to know, are you actually seeing now the insurance is getting available for all by the Indian insurance companies at a normal rate as well as by the foreign players at a slightly higher rate. The first attempt to regulate life insurance business in India came in the form of Life Insurance Companies Act 1912. It made the premium rate tables and periodical evaluations of companies mandatory, as well as it discriminated between foreign and Indian companies. The Life Insurance Company Act made the premium rate tables and periodical evaluation of company mandatory. And when we see the increasing number of life insurance companies, the government enacted the insurance legislation in 1928 and 1938. To consolidate and amend the existing laws. So what started with the Life Insurance Companies Act 1912 got modified or amended into different acts such as the insurance legislation that were enacted in 1928 and 1938 to consolidate the existing laws. In order to make insurance benefits available to large number of people and to stop unscrupulous business practices, Government of India decided to nationalize life insurance on 19 January 1956. So 1956 is a very big year in the entire history of Indian insurance. Once government decided to nationalize life insurance, insurance would become available easily for the common man. And what happened during this nationalization? Life Insurance Corporation came into existence. And how this Life Insurance Corporation came into existence? The corporation, the Life Insurance Corporation, which was established, it absorbed the major insurance companies, not just Indian but foreign. And what was the number it absorbed? It absorbed about 245 Indian and foreign insurers. Within this 245, 154 were Indian insurance companies, 60 non-Indian, and also 75 Provident societies, and that gave birth to a huge corporation, we call it as Life Insurance Corporation, which has grown tremendously, and as of today, it has continued to grow and it's become the largest insurance company in India. Now let's see history of general insurance. Triton Insurance Company Limited was the first general insurance company promoted by the British in 1850 in Calcutta. Indian Mercantile Insurance Company was the first general insurance company established by an Indian in 1907. Like life insurance, general insurance business was also regulated, and this regulation came in the form of Insurance Act 1938, which is applicable as of today also. Now, just like life insurance was nationalized in 1956, government also decided to nationalize the general insurance through the General Insurance Business Nationalization Act in the year 1972. The General Insurance Business Nationalization Act 1972 nationalized the general insurance business, and it gave birth to again a new corporation, which we call it as General Insurance Corporation of India, for the purpose of superintending, controlling and carrying on the business of general insurance. 107 insurers operating in the country were established as four subsidiaries of General Insurance Corporation, and these four subsidiaries were the National Insurance Company Limited, the Oriental Insurance Company Limited, the New India Insurance Company Limited, and the United India Insurance Company Limited. The General Insurance Corporation was notified as a reinsurer in 2000, and the ownership of General Insurance Corporation and the four subsidiaries were vested with the Government of India, and it is still vested with Government of India. And then came the insurance sector reforms in the golden era of 1990s. The process of opening of insurance sector began in 1990s thanks to the recommendations given by Mr. R. N. Malhotra, the committee formed under his chairmanship. In 1994, the R. N. Malhotra committee gave recommendations on the reforms in the insurance sector. The IRDA bill was drafted keeping the Malhotra committee recommendations in view. Subsequently, IRDA was incorporated as a statutory body in April 2000, and IRDA opened up the insurance sector for the private sector. And now we see a big change happening in the insurance industry. But before that, let us understand what is the mission, the duties and powers of IRDA, the only regulator of insurance in India. The mission of IRDA is to protect the interests and to secure fair treatment to policyholders, to bring about speedy and orderly growth of insurance industry, including the annuity and superannuation payments for the benefit of the common man, as well as to provide the long-term funds for accelerating the growth of the economy. To set, promote, monitor, and enforce high standards of integrity, financial soundness, fair dealing, and competence of those it regulates. Its mission also includes to ensure the speedy settlement of genuine claims, to prevent insurance frauds and malpractices, and put in place effective grievance and redress in the machinery, to promote fairness, transparency, and orderly conduct in financial markets dealing with insurance, and build a reliable management information system to enforce high standards of financial soundness amongst the market players. Its mission also includes to take action where such standards are inadequate or ineffectively enforced, to bring about the optimum amount of self-regulation in the day-to-day working. So you can see there is a wide, wide mission goals that it has established. What are the duties, powers and functions of IRDA? IRDA is a very powerful regulator in India, especially the duties, powers and functions are having wide range of activities to do. Let us see one by one. Issuing a certificate of registration to the applicant, as well as to modify, renew, withdraw, suspend or cancel any such registration that is deemed unfit. In India, if anyone has to establish an insurance business, it has to get a certificate of registration from IRDA. Protecting the interests of policyholders in matters concerned assigning of insurance policy, nomination by policyholder, settlement of insurance claim, insurable interest, surrender value and other terms, conditions. So you see the basic concern about if policyholders are addressed by IRDA, as it ensures that all the guidelines that are issued, it protects the interests of the policyholders. There are wide matters which can concern the policyholders, and here the insurance company cannot take the policyholders for a ride because they are very nicely monitored by IRDA. Another duties are specifying requisite qualification, practical training code, code for insurance intermediaries, insurance brokers and agents. So just like any agent approaching the prospect, he cannot again trick that prospect for a ride, because anyone cannot be appointed as an agent. That agent has to undergo training, that agent has to pass an exam, that agent has to follow code of conduct. So whatever approach that happens from the agent or the broker towards the prospect, that is based on the guidelines provided by IRDA. It also specifies the code of conduct for surveyors and the loss assessors. It's also having a duty of promotion of efficiency in the conduct of insurance business. Some more duties on your slide, like promoting and regulating professional organizations connected with insurance and reinsurance business across India, levying fees, commission and other charges carried out for the purpose of this act, and calling for data or information from undertaking inspection of conducting inquiries and investigation, conducting audit of the insurers, intermediaries, insurance intermediaries, and other organizations connected with the insurance business. Under Section 64U of the Insurance Act 1938, controlling and regulation of the rates, advantages, terms and conditions that may be offered by insurers in respect of general insurance business not so controlled and regulated by the Tariff Advisory Committee. It also has some more duties, like specifying the manner and form in which the books of accounts shall be maintained and statement of accounts to be prepared, financial statements, etc. to be prepared and shall be rendered by insurers and other insurance intermediaries. Also regulating investment of funds by insurance companies and regulating the maintenance of margin of solvencies by the insurers. It also has powers for adjudication of disputes between the insurers and the intermediaries, or insurance intermediaries, hospitals, healthcare, or with customers also, to effectively supervise the functioning of Tariff Advisory Committee, specify the percentage of premium income of the insurer to finance schemes for promoting and regulating professional organizations, specifying the percentage of life insurance business as well as general insurance business to be undertaken by the insurance company in the rural or social sector, exercising any such powers that may be prescribed with the passage. So this statement itself very makes it very clear that this list is not exhaustive. IRDA can have a wide reach and wide powers, wide duties and functions to perform for growth, develop and regulation of insurance sector in our country. Now friends, a very, very important aspect of this chapter, we come to the modern era, especially in the globalized era, and we have to understand what is the impact of globalization on the Indian insurance markets. Liberalization of insurance sector has allowed foreign insurers to enter in the Indian markets. Opening up of insurance business in India for foreign players have fostered competition. The lethargy has vanished, the efficiency has increased, innovation and creativity has brought variety of products for the benefit of the consumers. It will also generate greater awareness on the need for buying insurance as a service and not merely for tax exemption. The financial, the literacy of insurance is making the people more and more aware. The COVID era is making the people more and more aware that insurance is not just for tax exemption, but insurance is a need to cover the risk that may arise because of some unforeseen situations. Opening of the sector will ensure a larger flow of funds, and through competition, a large portion of savings will find its way into infrastructure, because insurance is also a financial service and the money that is mobilized actually comes into the growth, and that's how growth of insurance can bring growth of economy. globalization of insurance market has resulted in the reduction of transaction cost, creation of liquidity, and facilitated the economies of scale. As more flow funds, more products are coming in, more insurance companies are coming in, and the reach, wider reach, has brought down the transaction cost. People have easy liquidity because once on maturity or death claims can easily be processed, and the claim funds comes at the right time for the people in the, and this has facilitated the economies of scales in investments too. And now we come to the most modern technology deployment in the insurance sector. We generally see dematerialization in the equity or the debt segments. However, now you can keep your insurance policies also into a demat form. And how this has happened? Because IRDA has launched insurance repository services in 2013. The repository system enables the policyholder to buy and keep insurance policies in dematerialized or electronic form, and so you don't have to fear that your policies get lost, your policies get torn, your policies are spoiled because they are kept for a longer period of time. You can simply ask the insurance company itself to issue it in the demat form, or you can also convert your existing physical insurance policies into an electronic form by opening an EIA account with such repositories. IRDA has approved 5 of them, and you can easily go to any of them of your choice to open a repository account. And this comes a big amendment in this year, 2021. Insurance Amendment Act 2021 has notified the insurance increase in the foreign direct investment. The increase of foreign direct investment in insurance sector has been increased to 74% from the existing 49%. The increase in FDI will further accelerate the growth and spur competition. So step by step, government has decided to increase the inflow and ensure that the insurance sector is flush with funds, flush with technology, flush with innovation and creativity for the growth of the insurance sector. And now we come to the most present times, the COVID era. Impact of COVID-19 on insurance sector has certainly been tremendous. From the claims point of view, there has been a rise in the health policy cases. However, from a positive perspective, a fear has been instilled in the minds of the people that they just can't take insurance very lightly. They have to be prepared by buying an insurance for meeting the needs, especially such eventualities like COVID-19 happening or any such epidemics happening in the future. It has made people more aware about the need of insurance during such calamities. Since the COVID-19 wave has prolonged almost 2 years now, most people are planning to either buy new insurance for longer items or longer terms needed or top up their existing cover to take off the similar exigencies for new as well as its future. The young one as well as the elderly all have understood the need of insurance, and they are either planning to buy a new one or top up their existing one. There is a rise of over 30% inquiries with the insurance company, especially asking them what product can be suitable for them. With insurance companies, there is solid cooperation. These queries which want to know more about added protections or new comprehensive plans, not only covering COVID-19 but similar pandemic that might come in the future. The insurance companies are proactively guiding such people who want to know more about such insurance coverage. The premiums, coverage and exclusions will change with the new claim experience, because you can't have the traditional method of underwriting. This new experience will decide what will be the new path for insurance products in the future. Especially the role of actuary will be greater. However, IRDA has mandated insurance companies to provide a standard COVID policy so that people should not feel that their existing policy doesn't cover such pandemics, especially COVID-like pandemics. Impact of COVID-19 also on general insurance business. General insurance business is based on valuation of business assets. The slowdown of the economy due to the lockdown has seriously impacted the general insurance business. However, since the activities, the economic activities were less. There were lower car sales, few cars on the road, need-based hospitalization and surgery, because only the important surgeries were done, not the surgeries which could be postponed. The claims on account of car insurance, property insurance, and even health insurance have reduced in general insurance. That is a positive outlook in the insurance industry. Insurance industry rides on industries and their employees. It can improve and gain momentum only after recovery of economy. And the government is also taking several initiatives to revive the economy, including the insurance sector. So the most positive outlook in the insurance industry, everyone is geared, right from the insurance company, right from the government, right from the regulator, and the increasing financial literacy, the increasing insurance literacy is all set to take the insurance industry to higher heights. Thank you.